Welcome into the chat. You've entered with me and Ella Cunningham, the pitcher for the Silverdale Baptist Seahawks, who just won their second, not one, their second state championship. Ella, you just dominated the field, improved in every category, batting 485, 17 home runs, 55 RBIs. What does that season feel like for you, just dominating on both sides of the ball, pitching and hitting?
It was really great to be able to show all the work paying off and the whole team, actually. Everyone did really well this season, and just being able to show that we can do it again and being able to prove that we're the best team in the state.
17 home runs is not an easy doing, especially for a pitcher. That's kind of uncharacteristic to see a pitcher hit so often. How did that feel, just being able to step up to the plate, hit those 17 home runs, and just kind of have that feel that when you step up there, hey, I'm going yard and y'all should know?
I've really just been a hitter longer than I've been a pitcher, and being able to be comfortable in the box and knowing that all 16 players are up in the box with me, it's not just me by myself, and being able to perform for them and for God, and being able to prove that we are what we say we are.
Of course. And you actually led the team with your batting average. Does that kind of play into the being a hitter longer than you were a pitcher? How did you maintain so much success hitting the ball?
Oh, absolutely. Me and my dad, every Sunday night this season at least, we would go and hit, because he's my hitting coach. We would go work out the kinks. Hey, what pitch could you not hit well this week? Okay, let's work on that for an hour and improve in that area, and then you can hit the ball better.
Definitely. I love that. Just get out there, practice your craft, and then perfect it ultimately. Have you committed anywhere? The future plans, your senior season's up, ending on the high note. What are your plans looking like right now?
Yeah, I'm signed to play at Michigan State.
Oh, Big Ten, man. Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. Okay, you can't do my Buckeyes too bad, because I am an Ohio State fan, so you got to cut them a little bit of slack whenever you play them, okay? Can we make that?
Go green.
I was going to say, can we make that deal? But I guess not. I guess not. Man, that's gonna be unfortunate. I might have to cry that day, but no, it's okay. That's awesome, though. So what does it feel like going to a D1 school, being a D1 recruit out of Chattanooga?
It's pretty cool. I'm actually not from Chattanooga, but I moved here 2 years ago, and just knowing that I wanted to be on the East Coast was big, and I know it's not really East Coast, but it's as close to home as I could get.
Hey, it's close enough, and with all the conferences being shifted around with college everything going on right now, you'll be going over to UCLA, USC, and Oregon, I think, too. So you'll be going to the West Coast as well. But man, that's awesome. That's something that you can flex too. Not only those two state championships, but hey, I'm a Spartan now. But that's a huge accomplishment as well. What advice would you give to youth listening about being a D1 commit and having so much success in high school?
Being a good teammate takes you a long way. Being able to cheer on your teammates while also being able to work hard and perform for your teammates is big. Being able to go to a school that lets you worship a God that you love, and being able to do it all for him and give him all the glory means a lot to me and my teammates. And just know that work hard, and working hard pays off in the end.
Any shout outs that you have, someone that's pushed you to your limits throughout everything?
My dad, he is my role model, and he's my hitting coach. We go and we work nonstop. It doesn't matter if I went 4-for-4 on the day or 0-for-4. He was like, hey, let's talk about it. Let's get better.
What songs or artists gets you motivated for game day?
So the team likes Unwritten. We danced to it in the rain during the championship game. That was a lot of fun. But for me personally, Let's Groove by Earth, Wind, and Fire. It makes me laugh, and it like calms me down going into the box. Slows my adrenaline down a little bit. It gets me ready to hit the ball.
Definitely. It's a classic, right? I mean, it's on TikTok all the time. You see people doing the TikTok dance to it. And then, you know, it's just a classic. I drive with my car with my windows down, blaring that song all the time. So you might see me driving around town with that song on. So no, definitely great choices, and appreciate you taking the time, answering a couple questions, and congratulations on your second straight state championship.
Thank you.
Thank you.